Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. The bus route is known as the 69 Trapper. It travels from Pittsburgh to and from Trapper, Pennsylvania. In my young adult days, while I was a graduate student at Duquesne University, Pittsburgh, I frequently rode this bus, and it would take me through my neighborhood, known as Squirrel Hill. As our nation yesterday learned, it was in the Squirrel Hill area of Pittsburgh that a mass shooting of Jewish believers took place at the Jewish house of worship known as the Tree of Life. A few blocks from the synagogue, I shared a house with three other graduate students, and so the news came as a shock to me. Two of my roommates were Jewish, Mike Shore and Roger Morris. Not only were they classmates, they were good friends. And as friends, we would often walk around the neighborhood of Squirrel Hill to shop at the local food store, the Kroger, or to walk nearby Frick Park. And at one time, Mike, whose grandfather was a rabbi, took me to the Tree of Life Synagogue. It was my first time in a Jewish house of prayer. And admittedly, it was rather foreign, yet at the same time, familiar. For you see, while it was new for me to wear a skull cap or yarmulke, or wear an embrace of a prayer shawl, and certainly the cantors chanting in Hebrew was quite strange to me, yet many of the prayers proclaimed and sung were prayers and psalms that as a Catholic I heard at Mass. And so when I heard about this latest mass shooting in our nation, I thought of my Jewish friends and this Squirrel Hill neighborhood I once called home. And I also thought of the Jews in our Georgetown neighborhood, in our nation's capital, and in our nation. How are they coping with this latest act, horrific act, of anti-Semitism? Earlier today, a couple of our parishioners informed me that Rabbi Bruce Lustig from the Washington Hebrew Congregation, located near American University, has invited parishioners of Holy Trinity to attend a prayer service next Friday evening. As I learn more of the details, I will have them posted on our e-bulletin, which comes out Wednesday evening. But for the last day, as I prayed and reflected on this evening's readings, and at the same time, read, watched, and reflected about the shooting and prayed for the victims and their families in my old neighborhood, and for our Jewish brothers and sisters, I found the readings from Jeremiah and Hebrews about Melchizedek and the Gospel about Bartimaeus especially appropriate. For you see the Jewish people, whom recent popes have called our older brothers and sisters, their family of faith has endured for centuries prejudice and persecution, tragedy and trauma, so many times before. And so these readings speak of how ancient Jews felt called and have had the courage to respond to the call to Jeremiah, the call to Aaron in the order of Melchizedek, and the call and courage of Bartimaeus. Allow me to explain. The first reading from Jeremiah, proclaimed more than 2,500 years ago, was often referred to as the weeping prophet, as he endured the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of Solomon's temple in 5 AC before Christ, and the persecutions from the foreign powers of Assyria and Babylonia. And so you can imagine how this fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple were a very big deal, traumatic for an entire people, for it led to what is called the Babylonian captivity. Now, the passage we heard tonight from Jeremiah, however, is hopeful, for it speaks of the return of the Jewish people from their exile in Babylon. So despite their suffering, the Jewish people of Jeremiah's time are given hope. for return, for unification. So often, the history of the Jewish people revolves around Exodus and exile, return and reunification. It's a whole cycle in their journey. And Jeremiah, despite the pains and the persecution, expressed a belief in an all-present God and was able to utter such words as, "Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north, and I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with a child." Words of hope. And what might these words now from Jeremiah speak to the people of Squirrel Hill? Listen in this context for them to receive such words tonight. "They shall return as an immense strong throng, and they departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road, so that none shall stumble." Ancient words to men and women and children of the Jewish faith. Relevant and current words to them and to us. So a similar consolation and hope is found in tonight's gospel, where we hear about the call and the courage of a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Perhaps indeed it was in desperation and a desire for healing that Bartimaeus calls out the ancient words, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Curious, don't you think, that a blind man calls out Jesus as the Son of David? For David represented the king who united the nation of Israel. Their unification theme of return is expressed by this blind beggar. And so besides a cry for himself, might not Bartimaeus been crying for the state of Israel and the Jewish people? A belief that Jesus would help not only him to see, but the Jewish people of his time to see. And we know that Bartimaeus was correct, for Jesus, Son of David, offered a new vision for the Jewish people. All for all Jews, for all humanity. And notice the last sentence. Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." And immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Some scholars believe that Bartimaeus not only followed Jesus, but became an important disciple in the early church. For amidst all the healings and miracles of Jesus, his name, like Nazareth, is one name that perdures. And so, brothers and sisters of the Christian faith, the readings this evening can and do speak to the reality of an horrific tragedy that our older brothers and sisters of the Jewish family of faith are once again facing. In response to this tragedy, we, individually and collectively, are called in the spirit of our common ancestry of faith to sympathize with our Jewish older brothers and sisters, with those neighbors, and grieving in Squirrel Hill tonight and elsewhere. We have the examples and the courage of Jeremiah and Bartimaeus, who responded when they realized the courage God is calling you. Question then for each one of us tonight is, do we hear a voice within us and among us saying, "Courage, get up, God is calling you"?